From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On January 1st, a new public defender system goes into effect in Georgia. The old system was a patchwork. Every county had its own way to represent poor people accused of crimes. The new statewide system is based on a model that's been used in South Georgia for most of the past year. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The new system is in part the result of the Southern Center for Human Rights filing half a dozen lawsuits in Georgia, alleging that the poor were being processed through the courts without adequate representation. The center's director, Stephen Bright, says it was not about justice. He called it a meet'em and plead'em system.
People being herded through the courts like hamburgers at a fast food restaurant, and people not getting individual treatment, but just simply being shuttled through, spending a few minutes with a lawyer, pleading guilty, being sentenced, and going on off to prison or going off to be on probation.
Bright says because each of the state's 159 counties had its own indigent defense system, it was fragmented, and there was no assurance attorneys were doing their jobs. In one now infamous case, a man sat in jail for 13 months before he saw a lawyer, and then remained in jail for 4 more months because he did not know the charges against him had been dropped. Bert Baker and his staff are among those charged with changing that.
Now you're Anthony Sherrard Duffy.
Yes, sir.
And you're represented by attorneys Bert Baker and Clint Lott from the Public Defender's Office.
Yes, sir.
Many times, cases in the Cordele Judicial Circuit in rural South Georgia never got this far because poor people who were charged with crimes would plead guilty. In every courthouse square in small towns and cities, people are wondering how this legal revolution will take place. In this hearing, the state brings a witness to testify against Baker's client, who claimed that the defendant had been involved in an armed robbery. Baker questions that story.
You have less than a second to look at who was out that gate, did you?
Yes, but I know with him, I know him
okay.
Good.
So you'd agree with me that you had a second or less?
I had about 3, 4, 7 years.
And there was a guy with a gun pointing at you, and that's what you were really focused on.
Yes.
You can't tell me what he was wearing.
I won't focus on that one of them. I just had my head down. I won't focus on that one or neither one.
Okay. You can't tell us what he was wearing. Mm-hmm. What time of day was it?
It was about...
It's not like most people think, the defense attorney's job to get everyone off or to beat the rap, as people say.
Michael Mears is the director of the Georgia Public Defender Standards Council, the group that will oversee the new system. It will not be measured solely on whether public defenders win or lose their cases.
You have a right to confront witnesses against you. It doesn't mean that you're always going to make the witness break down and cry and admit they were lying. But you have the right to confront the witnesses, to test the veracity of the witness, and to test whether or not that witness actually saw what they told the police that they saw. Those are victories when an individual can sit in a courtroom and have his or her attorney test the system, confront witnesses, and protect their rights to remain silent. Those are the types of things that don't show up on a win and loss column. They show up in the integrity of the system.
Perhaps the biggest problem with the previous system, Mears says, is that attorneys who were appointed and those who contracted to do all the indigent defense work for the counties were so overworked that they could not do the job. More than 40 new full-time public defender offices will open after the first of the year, modeled after the changes made in the Cordele Circuit. But the district attorney there, Denise Ficini, says the lawsuit filed against her staff was dismissed, and she was prepared to defend any allegations.
I disagree that there hasn't been justice. The number of personnel is going to give more individual attention, and people may feel that they are getting perhaps more justice because they've gotten more individual attention. But there hasn't been anyone in place who has not had their goal to be justice.
The state legislature created the system in 2003 and partially funded it in 2004 through fees in civil cases and other administrative costs. Still, it is not fully funded at a time when all state departments are vying for public dollars. District Attorney Ficini is concerned that too many resources may be focused on criminal defendants.
We've got to keep our eye on fundamental fairness. I mean, there are victims of crime and there are criminal defendants, and money can help fix problems, but it's got to be fair, and we've got to look at both sides. There's the prosecution, there are victims, there are criminal defendants, and throwing a lot of money in one direction doesn't fix the problem.
It's estimated that the new public defender system will cost $45 million a year, but advocates argue that's cost-effective in the long run. Last year, Georgia counties spent more than $240 million on housing people in jail before they even got to trial. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.